Process number 15, the wallet process. When to use this process? When you want to attract more money into your experience, or when you want to improve the way you currently feel about money in order to allow even more to flow into your life, or when you want to get your juices flowing regarding your specific desire, or when you feel there's a shortage of money in your life. Current emotional set point range. This wallet process will be of the most value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between number 6, hopefulness, and number 16, discouragement. If you're not sure what your current emotional set point is, review the insert enclosed with this recording and scan the 22 categories on the emotional guidance scale. Perhaps there are no more practiced vibrations in your culture than those related to the subject of money, for many see it as the means through which a good deal of their physical well-being flows. Many people, however, without realizing it, are focused upon the lack of money rather than the presence of money in their experience. So, even though they often identify things that they desire, they hold themselves apart from their own desires because they're more accustomed to noticing the lack of dollars than the presence of them. Again, it comes back to the fact that every subject is really two subjects, what is wanted and the lack of it. It's natural for all manner of abundance to flow easily into your experience, and the wallet process will help you offer a vibration that is compatible with the receiving of money instead of pushing it away. Here's the process. First, obtain a $100 bill and put it in your wallet or purse. Keep it with you at all times, and whenever you hold your wallet or purse, remember that your $100 bill is there. Feel pleased that it's there, and remind yourself often of the added sense of security that it brings you. Now, as you move through your day, take note of the many things that you could purchase with that $100. As you pass a nice restaurant, notice that if you really wanted to, you could stop in and have a delicious meal. As you see something in a department store, remind yourself that if you really wanted to, you could purchase that because you have $100 in your wallet. By holding the $100 bill and not spending it right away, you receive the vibrational advantage of it every time you even think about it. In other words, if you were to remember your $100 and spend it on the first thing that you noticed, you would receive the benefit of really feeling your financial well-being only once. But if you mentally spent that $100 20 or 30 times in that day, you will have received the vibrational feeling advantage of having spent $2,000 or $3,000. Each time you acknowledge that you have the power right there in your wallet to purchase this or do that, over and over again you add to your sense of financial well-being, so your point of attraction begins to shift. You see, you do not have to actually be abundant in order to attract abundance, but you do have to feel abundant. A clearer way of saying that is that any feeling of lack of abundance causes a resistance that does not allow abundance. So, by mentally spending this money again and again, you practice the vibration of well-being, of security, of abundance, and of financial security, and the universe responds to the vibration you have achieved by matching it with manifested abundance. Seemingly magical things will begin to occur as soon as you achieve that wonderful feeling of financial abundance. The money that you're currently earning will seem to go further. Unexpected amounts of money in various increments will begin to show up in your experience. Your employer will feel inspired to give you a raise. Some product you've purchased will offer you a rebate. People you do not even now know will begin to offer you money. You will discover that things you wanted, things that you would have been willing to spend your dollars to have, will come to you even without an expenditure of money. You will be offered opportunities to be able to earn all the abundance that you can believe is possible. In time, it will feel as if a floodgate of abundance has opened, and you'll find yourself wondering where all that abundance had been hiding all along. I could have that. I could have that. I have the ability to purchase that. And because you really do have the means to do just that, because you're not pretending something that is not, there is now no hindering doubt or disbelief muddying the waters of your financial flow. This is a simple but powerful process, and it will change your financial point of attraction. As your financial situation improves, your $100 stash or savings may grow to $1,000, then to $10,000, then to $100,000 and more. Although there is no limit to what the universe will yield to you, you have to feel good about money in order to allow it into your experience. You have to feel good about great abundance before you will allow the pleasure of great abundance to flow into your experience. Abraham, speak to us more about the wallet process. Remember, you're on this sort of teeter-totter of balance, so you do not have to stop all thoughts of shortage because they are going to creep in, the influences around you. All you have to do is deliberately offer more thought to tipping the energies on the side of abundance. Offer more deliberate thought. Add more conscious use of the non-physical energy toward the prosperity you want. And so, while you're moving through your day, noticing how many things you could spend $100 on, you are deliberately utilizing the non-physical energy to enhance your feeling of prosperity. Someone once said, "Abraham, you obviously haven't been physical lately, for $100 won't go very far." And we said, "You missed the point. You spend $100 1,000 times a day, and you've spent the equivalent of $100,000. And that will bolster your feeling of prosperity, you see. It's the way you feel that's your point of attraction." Someone said to us, "Well, I haven't actually put the $100 in my wallet. I put an IOU in there, though." And we said, "Then you must not believe in your own IOU, because it is not fostering the feeling of prosperity. The IOU feels to you like another debt that you're carrying around. The wallet process is another means of giving deliberate attention to what makes you feel good."